主给我们能够平安，在网上来敬拜他，在网上来敬拜他，在网上来敬拜他，在网上来敬拜他，在网上来敬拜他。在这个疫症的时期，
In this pandemic time,
求主让我们更加领多人归主。
May we seize the opportunity to witness for Jesus.
听说许多教会在这个时期，更多人在网上听主的福音。
We hear of many churches that win many listeners online worship.
求神赐我们众人今天都有平安。
May the Lord continue to grant us peace.
今天跟大家分享的信息是推动每一个人努力的领人相信耶稣。
Today, my message is to encourage every Christian to be a soul winner for Jesus.
因为耶稣是我们唯一的救主。
Because Jesus is our only Savior.
我们大部分美南浸信会都在合一的推动每一个人领一个人归主。
All our Southern Baptist churches are promoting and encouraging this winning souls one for one in Christ, to Christ.
所以我们众人的一个目标就是你的一个对象是谁。
So, this is our goal.Who is your one?
那为什么这个问题这么重要呢？
Why is this question so important?
因为您都知道，耶稣在还没有回天上以前给我们的一个大使命。
As we recall, before Jesus go back to heaven, he gave us the commission, the great commission.
所以我们看见领人归主是耶稣基督对我们的切望。
So we know that leading people to Jesus is actually Jesus' expectation of us.
请大家一同来念马太福音二十八章。
Let us all read Matthew 28.
十八到二十节。
Let's read Matthew 28:18-20 verse.
预备先念中文啊。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
耶稣近前来。对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Then Jesus came to them, let's read it in English together, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said,All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这个命令是给每一个基督徒的。
This commission is given to every Christian.
我们做基督徒要顺从耶稣的命令。
Children of God, we need to obey God's words.
这个才是信心。
That is faith.
请慧慧给我们下一个晚上啊。为什么这样讲呢？因为信心一定要有行为的。
Why do we say that? Because faith has to be manifested by deeds.
雅各书说，信心没有行为就是死的。
In the book of James, it says that faith without works is dead.
所以如果你是信耶稣的话，
If you are a believer in Jesus,
你的行为要表现你是顺服他了。
Your deeds will reveal that you are obeying Jesus.
要不然就没有表示您有信心了。
Otherwise, it does not show that you have faith in him.
今天您有信心吗？
Do you have faith in Jesus today?
你相信主耶稣吗？
Do you believe in Jesus?
如果是，您就要遵从他的命令， 去领人归主。
If you believe in Jesus, you need to obey his command and win souls for him.
这个是耶稣基督对你恳切的盼望。
This is what Jesus absolutely wants us hope to do this for him.
这个也是父亲天父对我们儿女天父儿女的要求。
This is also the expectation of the Father for us.
那耶稣对你的要求并不是说你不能做得到的。
Well, whatever Jesus wants us to do is always possible.
因为神要你做件事情的时候一定您可以靠着他的能力做得到。
When God wants us to do something for him, he always gives us the ability to do it.
请你看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。好。
Let's go to Acts chapter 1, verse
8. 这里我看得不大清楚啊。希望你网上可以看见。这里是告诉我们，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，那你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Jesus has given you power to witness for him, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
当你信主的时候，受浸的时候，圣灵就充满你了。
When you receive Jesus in baptism, you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你遵从神的命令的时候，就可以放胆为他做见证。
When you obey Jesus, you can just courageously witness for him.
那就是告诉人你信耶稣的经过。
It's simply to tell them your story of Jesus.
怎么样信耶稣的。
How you become a Christian.
然后耶稣怎么样给我们平安，因为他赦免了我们的罪。
Because he has forgiven our sins, he has granted us peace.
他可以给我们有永生，能够上天堂。
He gave us eternal life, and we can go to be with him in heaven when we leave here.
所以我们能够有圣灵帮助我们传福音。
So we have the Holy Spirit with us when we spread the gospel.
那为什么我说这个传福音不单只是门徒啊就是使徒啊跟那些牧师们的责任呢，而是所有人的责任呢？
Why do I say this spreading the gospel is not limited to just ministers, pastors, and just simply Christians, brothers, sisters.
请你看约翰福音二十章二十一节。
Let's look at John chapter 20, verse 21.
希望网上有这里有讲那里耶稣对门徒对所有门徒说愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
那请你注意啊，英文是说 "I am sending"， 就是我正在继续差遣你。这个现在就是常常来差遣。
Notice it is saying, I am sending you. So Jesus is still continuously sending us.
今天耶稣是差派你去传他的福音。
Today, Jesus is sending us out to spread his gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们传福音是对那些人最大的一个福气。
So, brothers, sisters, by spreading the gospel, we are really giving others blessings.
因为这个是每个人最需要的，就是永生嘛。
Because everybody needs eternal life.
你如果给你的朋友、亲戚传福音，就是他最需要、一生最重要的事情。
When you spread this gospel of message to them of eternal life, This is the most, most important thing you can give to your friend.
那我们继续来看看耶稣给我们每一个人的榜样。
Let's now look at Jesus' example.
那第一，我们来看《约翰福音》第一章35-42节。
Now let's go to John chapter 1, 35-42 verse.
那里圣经怎么样讲呢？是说又过了一天，约翰跟两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣走过，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”那两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来看见他们，跟着就问了：“你们要什么呢？”他们对他说：“拉比，你在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他住在哪里。这天他们就跟从耶稣与他同住。那个时候是大概下午4点钟。
Okay, Jesus invites people to his home. John 1:35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon.
这里我们看见耶稣的榜样，就是他请人到他的家。
This we see Jesus' example. He invites people to his home.
我们为主做见证，一个最好的办法，就是请人来您的家。
To witness for God, a very easy way is to invite people to your home.
跟他做朋友。
Make friends with them.
认识那个人。
Get to know them.
让他们也认识您。
And let them know you too.
请他们吃饭。
Eat together.
分享信耶稣的好处。
And then share with them the blessings of knowing Christ.
那如果你的家不方便。
If your home is not convenient.
你可以请他去餐馆啊。
You can eat in a restaurant.
或者去 Starbucks.
Or even
coffee
Starbucks.
或者去爬山旅行。
Or even go hiking.
那您就有时间跟您的哪一位对象分享了。
Then you have opportunity to witness to this person.
第二件事我们看见耶稣的榜样是什么呢？
The second thing, what is Jesus' example?
他就是每一个人呼召他们之后，也让他们去他们的弟兄来分享。
Jesus also encouraged the one that receives him also go back home and share it with his family, his members.
耶稣呼召了门徒之后，
after he called his disciples,
那些门徒马上去找自己的亲戚。
The disciples rapidly, quickly go to their relatives.
比如说安德烈，就是西门彼得的兄弟了哈，是先找他的哥哥西门彼得，把他带到耶稣的面前。
An example is Andrew. Once he met Jesus, he quickly brought his brother Peter, Simon, to meet Jesus.
你看约翰福音第一章40-42节，你就可以看见了。
Let's continue to look at verse 40.
那耶稣看见西门就说：“你要称为彼得了。”
When Jesus saw Simon, he told Simon that you are going to be called Peter.
我感谢主，我有三个兄弟，三个弟弟，他们都信了主耶稣。
I thank God for my three brothers. They are all Christian today.
那不是我自己亲自的带领了，而是家人的家里说，包括爸爸带领他们。
It's not all on my credit. It's because of my parents, they help them to know Jesus too.
那将来天上我们三个都可以再重见面了。
Then when we go to heaven, we'll all meet together.
那我们可以看见 神对我们的恩典是帮助我们可以领家人归主的。
So here we can see that God gives us grace to win our family members.
但是你自己要负责任。
But the responsibility is on you.
我从前大家都知道一个弟弟在香港娱乐界很著名的。
As you remember, recalled, I share about one of my brothers in Hong Kong and he's in the recreation world.
Entertaining
world, okay.
那他不信主的。
He was not a Christian then.
但是感谢主他有一个很重大的病。
But we thank God because he suffered a very serious condition.
因为这个大病呢他就需要求神了。
And because of this serious illness, he came before the Lord.
借着他的太太就把他带到主面前了。
And by the help of his wife, he was led to the Lord by his wife.
那大病奇妙的恢复好的时候他就去受浸。 并且现在呢,在教会侍奉神。
And amazingly, after he got healing from the Lord, he went to church and have baptized.
所以感谢主,他是大能的主。
We really thank God for his mighty work in his life.
这个我的弟弟,他的女儿今天 也是在土耳其跟丈夫一起传福音啊。This
very brother has a daughter, my niece, and she's now serving missionary work in Turkey with her husband.
我们继续看那些门徒的榜样了。Now
let's look at the examples of the apostles.
你继续看圣经,约翰福音你就看见呢,彼得跟安德烈就是 两兄弟,他们有个同乡,同乡的人的名字叫做腓力。So
Peter and Andrew has a villager that they lived with, and his name was Philip.
请看下面哪些圣经章节了。
Continue to look on.
下面。
Let's look at the Bible verses.
好了,那腓力,他信了主了。 他也马上找他的朋友拿但业向他做见证。
And Philip, after he became Christian, when he knew Jesus, he brought Nathanael to Jesus.
这个就是一个传一个。
This is the meaning of one spreading it onto another.
能够带领您的亲戚朋友信主，是您一个应该有的行动。
When you can lead your un-Christian, non-Christian friends to the Lord, it is really what we should do.
这个是每一个会友在教应该所做的。
Each Christian in God's church should be doing this.
我们继续来看耶稣的榜样是怎么样，下面啊。
Let's continue to study what Jesus did, how he did it.
好，那个就是耶稣向一个犹太的官来 传福音。
Jesus was spreading the gospel to a judge.
Probably official.
Official.
他的名字大家都知道 叫做什么了。
We all know what his name is.
你看见 约翰福音哪里告诉他的名字叫做尼哥底母。
Yeah, in the Bible it tells us this official, his name is Nicodemus.
普通我们说尼哥底母这里这个新的中文翻译叫做尼哥德布。那他是一个很懂的事情，很有责任的一个社会的一个犹太人。
This official is a very responsible and well-known person in the community at that time.
但是他也很需要认识 神的福音，应该知道怎么样进天国。
Even so, he wanted to find out how he can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那耶稣就向他解析了。
So Jesus sat down and explained to him
什么叫做重生。
What it is meaning, to be born again.
所以我们也要跟朋友分享，信耶稣就是要得重生。
Therefore, we need to share with our friends, believing in Jesus simply means to be born again.
那个意思就是让圣灵给我们有新的主事的生命。
That simply means that allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and live through us.
我们需要有改变的生命才可以进天国。
We need a changed life in order to enter kingdom of God.
我们在世界上的生命是短暂的。
The life down here is so short.
我们必须接受主耶稣的赦免，他的救恩，才成为神国里面的新人。
We really need to accept Jesus' eternal life, his gift, this gift, and become a new person.
然后再给大家一个榜样了，看看耶稣啊。
And Jesus gave another example here.
在约翰福音第四章，耶稣向一个婚姻有困难的妇人传福音。
Jesus spread the gospel to a woman with a marriage problem.
为什么她有婚姻的困难呢？
Why? What kind of problem did she have?
因为耶稣告诉她，已经有从前有五个丈夫，现在第六个呢，不是你的丈夫，你跟他同居的。
Jesus revealed her life and said, you have had five husbands before, and even the one you're living with is not your husband today, the sixth one.
所以今天我们要看见社会里面有许多的问题，婚姻的问题。
So we can observe through this that even today we have a lot of marital problems in the community.
我们也需要帮助他们认识耶稣，才解决他们的问题。
We need to lead them to Christ so that their problems can be helped and solved.
那我们看耶稣的榜样啊。
Now let's look at Jesus' example.
他向这个妇人传福音呢，是很特别的。
Well, the way he spread the gospel to her is a very, in a special, unusual way.
因为在当个时代，犹太人啊，对妇女的地位看得很低的。
Because in those days, the Jews look at ladies' status kind of low.
他们那些所谓高级的犹太人啊，他不大愿意听跟妇女谈话。
Those higher officials or the Jews normally do not associate or talk with the non-Jews.
同时大家知道这个妇女是撒玛利亚人。
And we further were told she's a Samaritan.
那是跟犹太国有分别了。
So that's a different country.
因为犹太人跟他们有撒玛利亚人没有交通的。
Because the Jews really do notassociate with them.
他们因为认为他们是杂种人。
Because they are mixed race.
他们呢没有犹太人那种他们所谓清洁的传统。
They feel that the Samaritans are not clean enough.
他们绝对也不会跟撒玛利亚人有任何的交接，任何的彼此的个人的交通。
They really do not associate and have personal relationship or friendship with the Samaritans.
但是奇怪，耶稣向这个妇女来问她，
but,
请她给水给她喝。
But strangely so, Jesus approached this Samaritan woman just asking her for a drink.
这个妇人觉得很奇怪。
This Samaritan woman was very surprised.
然后耶稣趁机会把神的恩赐跟永生的水分享给这个妇人。
Seizing the opportunity, Jesus shared with her the living water that she can get.
今天我们知道有人有家庭的困难，各样其他的困难的时候，我们看见有机会向他们传福音了。
As we look around, when we see people with issues and problems, we can certainly see the times we can witness to them.
甚至像哪一些跟我们传统不一样的，或者很小愿意接触的人，更加让他们要听福音。
More so to those that we do not associate too much or there's cultural differences, all the more we need to share the gospel with them.
不单只耶稣吩咐我们传福音。
Not only did Jesus ask us, command us to spread the gospel,
不单只我们要学习耶稣的榜样。
Not only should we follow in his example,
我们也看见遵从主的命令是有大喜乐的。
We can see here that obeying Christ's command gives us a great joy.
因为寻找实上的人比任何事都更重要，更快乐。
Because finding one unsafe person and winning him to Christ is the highest joy that we can find.
不单只我们个人有喜乐啊，那个人更加有永生的喜乐。
Not simply for ourselves, we are happy winning them, but they themselves, the one that received Jesus, would be full of joy too.
教会能够看见人归主是最大的喜乐。
When the church sees someone coming to Christ, that's the greatest joy.
不只只是我们自己团契吃吃喝喝，就算了。
Not just simply our own fellowship and having food and having fun, and it's not enough.
耶稣就用失去的羊跟失去的一个银币做一些榜样比喻，告诉我们。
Furthermore, Jesus used parables of lost sheep and then also the lost coin.
你看，圣经这里跟我们讲啊。耶稣告诉那些人，他说，那些法利赛人啊，有些所谓清高的人啊，批评耶稣跟罪人来，生活一起吃饭。
Here it was pointed out, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they were just muttering that Jesus was spending time with sinners, and Jesus explain to them.
那耶稣就告诉他们呢，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去其中，不掉下九十九留在旷野去找那个失去的羊，直到你找得着呢？
Jesus said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
他说他回到家里啊，找到羊之后，请朋友邻舍，说我们一同快乐，失去的羊找到了。
And when he finds the lost lamb, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and very happy sharing it with his friends.
然后耶稣说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上将为他欢喜，比九十九个不用悔改的人欢喜还大呢。
Then Jesus said, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99.
所以我们可以看见教会一切的活动最重要的，比其他活动更重要，就是去找实上的羊了。
So here we are taught by Jesus that looking for the lost sheep is the most important for the church mission to do.
这个不是只是牧师或者教会传道领袖的责任。
This work is not just limited to pastoral team and Christians.
乃是所有信徒都要去寻找世上的羊。
But every single Christian need to look for lost sheep.
找到就大家快乐庆祝了。
And when we found them, when we find them, we'll be rejoicing.
神看这个是最重要的。
God sees this as the most vital mission.
你要不要做神要你做的事呢？
Are you willing to do what God wants us to do?
最近我收到一些 email.
Recently, I received some email.
哇，很多从前好久没有联络的弟兄姐妹，年长的、年幼的，寄 email 给我。
Many elderly past members, they mail me email recently.
他说，就是谢谢我从前领他信耶稣，从前怎么样教导他们。
They expressed thanks to me how I lead them to Jesus and taught them.
我看见了以后，我这是心里非常非常的快乐。
When I read those emails, my heart was full of joy.
弟兄姐妹，您也一定可以做这样的工作，得到很大神给你的快乐的。
Brothers and sisters, you can similarly do the same thing and receive the joy from God.
继续你看那个妇人找银币的那个故事。
Let's look at the lady that lost her coin and found it.
哦，耶稣讲啊，他找到那个银币，很宝贵的银币了啊。找到之后呢，也跟邻舍一起来快乐。
Jesus said, when she finds that lost coin, she asks her friends and neighbors together to rejoice with her.
然后耶稣第二次讲的。
And the second thing he said,
他说一个罪人悔改，神的使者也是这样为他欢喜。
He once more, Jesus emphasized that, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God.
不单只你领人归主你快乐，天上天使你都影响他们，大大的为你快乐。
Not only you yourself leading the person is happy, but the angels of God also rejoice.
因为你领了这个人信主了。
Because this one sinner comes to know and repent God.
今天主的福音传遍整个世界。
Today, the gospel of God is all over the world being spread.
啊，我们看见许多地方，啊，更多的基督，更多人都相信耶稣，包括那些，这个中东的地方的国家。
We see many, many people come to receive Jesus, even in the Middle East.
啊，在伊朗，从前呢，只是很小的很小的信徒，因为他们都信回教的。
Before in Iran, Christians are very few because they are Muslims.
但是感谢主啊，现在有超过100万的地下的信徒了。
But we praise God. Right now, it has increased to
a million.
Yeah. A million Christians.
在非洲更有千千万万人信耶稣。
Also in Africa.Many, many come to know the Lord.
啊，我们看见中国也更多人现在信耶稣了。
And of course, our own China, a lot of people come to know Jesus.
虽然在政府压迫之下，他们更加是一个传一个，啊，来带人归主。
Even though they are under much persecution,But they just continue to be faithful and win one by one to Jesus.
啊，我曾经在中国北方某一个地方前几年传福音。
Few years ago, I was in China spreading the gospel.
我去训练一群小小的一组的基督徒。
I trained a small team of Christian brothers.
啊，很奇怪，其中有一对夫妇呢。原来他是在政府里面做事的。
And amazingly, there was a couple that worked for the government in there.
他们也愿意信主，他们也愿意学习、受训练，明白更多圣经的教训。
They are so willing to believe in Jesus and is willing to receive training to spread the gospel in there.
所以我们知道领人归主是这么的重要啊。
So we know the importance of winning people to the Lord.
在路加福音十五章里面继续下面那个故事大家都很清楚了，就是浪子回头的故事了。
Following that chapter, in chapter 15, we are very familiar with the prodigal son story.
我们可以看见啊， 耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，浪子需要回头啊。
Very clearly, Jesus pointed out here that the lost has to come back to him.
那这个浪子当然是离开家乡啊，去做他自己啊欢喜做的事，但是是得罪了天父，得罪了自己的父亲。
This prodigal son left his own country and kinsmen and went out and really did not do well. And he has to come back.
Yeah.
He needs to come back to Jesus.
爸爸远远看见他回来了。
The father was looking out for his return.
跑上去抱住他。
He ran to him and hugged him.
吩咐给他好的衣服，给他戒指。
He ordered all the good things for him.
给好的鞋子给他穿上。
The best shoes, the ring.
然后吩咐仆人宰牛，我们一起来吃大餐。
And then let's have good steak. Let's kill the best cow.
圣经讲这个浪子的哥哥不高兴啊。
Of course, the prodigal son, the brother, wasn't very happy.
他不愿意参加。
He doesn't want to.
他绝对没有喜乐。
He doesn't have joy.
但是爸爸怎么跟他讲呢？
How did the father respond to him?
爸爸说，圣经这里讲得很清楚啊。因为你这个弟兄是死而复活，失而再得的，我们应该欢喜欢庆祝。
Yeah, here Jesus said, the story continued, but we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
今天我们教会有没有这样的庆祝呢？
Do we have this kind of celebration in our church today?
我们有没有尽力去寻找失丧的人呢？
Are we diligent in looking for this person, the lost person?
我们的拯救的对象是谁呢？
Who is the one that we are looking for?
您要先为你的一个对象祷告。
We pray first and ask God to show us.
然后心中计划怎样领他归主。
And then we quietly plan how to reach this person.
有什么机会是向他传福音？
Where is the opportunity to share Christ?
这个是今天您跟我在神面前最大的责任。
This is the greatest responsibility upon you and me.
当然在教会许多的侍奉。
There are many ministries in the church.
但是最大的侍奉是您跟我每一个人领一个人归主。
But the greatest of the ministries is the one lead one to know Christ.
让他知道人生的短暂，添加的重要。
Let them realize the temporal things of this world will not last, only the heavenly things will.
或者找一些福音的单章分给他。
Or get some gospel tract to share with him.
到了时间就跟他分享这个四个属灵的定律。
When the opportune time comes, share with him or her the four spiritual laws.
教会应该有这样的一些单章您可以拿的。
This should be in the church for you to use on others.
让他们有机会听到福音，就问他你愿意信耶稣吗？
And then let them hear the gospel and then present the question, do you want to receive Jesus?
因为救主已经为你钉十字流血了。
Because our Christ has been put on the cross and he shed his blood for us.
主耶稣为你受这样大的痛苦。
Jesus suffered for us.
为了要使你平安。
In order that we can receive his peace.
使你成为神的儿女。
And you become God's children.
弟兄姐妹，今天请问您自己有没有这样的预备传福音呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we today prepared to spread the gospel this way?
请你问问自己。
Let us ask ourselves.
您的对象寻找的是哪一位？
Who is the one for you to reach?
这个对你是不是最大的责任呢？
Is this the most important responsibility?
请大家低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
感动我们。
Touch us.
让我们有决定。
Help us make a decision.
从今天开始。
From today on.
要为一个亲戚或者朋友信主祷告。
Help us to pray for one relative or friend to reach for you.
让我们靠着你的能力带领他们亲近耶稣。
Let us trust in your strength to lead them to know you.
在网上可以一起听你的福音。
Invite them online worship and hear your gospel.
将来很快在教会里面一起来崇拜见面。
And very soon we will open up the church and we will meet them in the church.
谢谢你听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
不是因为有什么，我们自己有什么好处。
Not that we are good.
乃是我们遵从您的命令。
But we are just following your command.
学习你的榜样。
Follow in your example.
愿意领受很大的喜乐。
And be willing to receive the greatest joy.
奉耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.